several days right after the Mishnah. So what's the criteria? Where do you say? So Rashi says, someone says the pretendably bo'oloi, he prefers it had not happened. So the case of Misa, he preferred it had not happened. You can't say the case of planting, he preferred it had not happened. He's not really having this major, I guess there is an individual person who wishes that the world would grow without him doing any work, but the average person is not sitting there contemplating, I wish I don't have to plant. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Hamadzi Echlin Kishir. The person takes out Echlin, which are the full shear, as opposed to the case of the Mishnah, where it was less than the shear. In Bekli, if he takes it out inside of a container, Chayv Alo Echlin, Upatar Ala Kli. The kli is considered secondary, and the chiyuv is on the foodstuff, the item, and not the kli. But the Braisa continues as if you needed to use the kli somewhere else also. So he takes out a basket with some food in the basket, and his goal is to eat the food and use the basket for something else. Chayv afal kli, chayv in the kli also. Morris says, okay, well, what's the difference? If it was Helam Echod, he's chayv one korban. So what's the difference if the chiv is on the kli or on the oichol or on both? What's in the geya? Shema minoa, the Mor says, we can derive from this brisa, oichol shnei zeisei chelev behelam echod chayev shtayim. You ate person in one forgetting, ate two kazesim of chelev, is chayev two different karbonas. Which, that's your time over here, chayev twice, once for the oichol, once for the kli. As far as we know, that's not true. Person eat those two about at the same time, it only chayev one. So Rav Shesh is hacham ha'eskinen, kegon sheshogag ala oichlim, v'hizit ala kli. He was aware that there's a chilul Shabbos involved in regards to taking out a kli. Regards to the taking out of the oichlim, he forgot there was an issue to do that also. So the gabi the oichlim he's a chayiv echatus. The gabi the kli is chayiv skila. So maskel of Ravashi says to Rishayshus, "Baha af ala kli ketani." The language of the brayse is chayiv also on the kli. Doesn't mean he's chayiv mis on the kli and echatus on the food. That language wouldn't fit. Cases he was shaking in both. See, why don't you move over a little bit? Because somebody usually sits here. Okay. The case was he only became aware of one at a time. The person would eat two kazesei chaylev. Person would do two acts of hitzor. So if you say that it's all one b'chiyuv, so once he becomes aware of it. If you look at the two separate chiyuvim, it's two separate ma'asim, two separate chiyuvim. But since it's behelam echad yachai, the one carbon works for both. But let's say he only became aware of one, and then he became aware of the second one. So as soon as he becomes aware of one, he's chayiv echatus for that alone. And then later on he comes noted to the second one, he's chayiv a second echatus. So can he bring one echatus for both? That wasn't lakish to Mirach and Rish Lakish before. So at least, Rav Ashi is saying the argument over here is, the significance of this brisa is, he's going to go according to the opinion which Yedias Mechalkis. So as soon as he becomes aware on the food, he's chayiv a korban for the food, and later on he cannot bring a korban for the kli also. With that same korban, he'd have to bring a separate korban for the kli when he becomes aware of the fact that he was mechal Shabbos by taking out the kli. He wakes up suddenly and says, "Oy vey, you know, I took out the food on Shabbos." Oh. So as soon as he realizes that, he's chayiv a korban chatos. So the Leir says, you know, and it was in a kli also. So now he's now he comes aware of the chiyuv for the kli. So if you tell me the kli is considered a tofel, so he's not chayav a separate korban because it's the kli was only part of the act of the original itzah. If you tell me the kli is its own chiyuv, so the chadash which he's going to use, he didn't bring the korban yet. But the chadash he's going to use for the food the we came aware of on Sunday will not work for the what he came aware of on Tuesday. It's two separate chiyuvim. And he's only there than one, so the chathas only work for one.
But the helam was one, he did the two acts, he did the one act, two acts right, so, during one helam.
Correct. So that was what we had before, Yedias Mechalkas, but once you become aware of each one independently, it gets his own chi of korban. You can't use the other one, the Kiddush Helam Echel is not that it's one of Eir. It's that one korban can be worked for both.
So has he brought the first korban? And then he remembers that he did something else.
So that we had machlokes before, whether just becoming aware of the chiyuv is enough to separate, the act of hafrosh is enough to separate, or the act of kapara is enough to separate. That was the three steps in the Gemara. Right. Whether yediyah is machalkos, or hafrosh is machalkos, or kapara is machalkos. Where do you draw the line where the kapara, where you can't use, well, you can't add on the other one also? So that was machlokes before. So. The beginning of the seventh parak, that whole complicated sugya is over there of how you bring the dini karbonis. That was
been away those days.
Physically or okay, it's a krashi. Patra
kli. I have a helm about it. So
okay, hopefully it'll come back to you. You'll remember it. She trailer loichel. So the kli is considered a tafel, and there is patra on the kli. Let's say my circle kli yishtamish by tash mashacher makom shemitzir sham. He's going to use it for different uses in the place where he's taking it to. Chayv al kol echad ve'echad. It's chayv in each one independently. So according to that, so the case if you eat two kazeisa chaylev in one helam is chayv two karbonos. Kehechad mechayv leitarti atarti hutzos behelam echad. The same way you tell me chayv two karbonos for two hutzos. Should be chayv two karbonos with two kzeisim of chaylev in one helam, and that's not true. So the case was yeshagal oichlam hizal lekli my chayv the ktani misi. It's chayv misa for the kli and achatas for the oichlam. So Rashi asks af ktani mash mashnech yuvim shavim. It's the same chiyuv. So he said it means it was a case of noy deloy because of a noy deloy. But that's going to depend on the machlokes of Rebbe and Rish Lakish. With the Rebbe and Rish Lakish, if legal by Yedias Machalkas of Perek Lal Gadol, so that machlokes between Rebbe and Rish Lakish is really the understanding, the underlying machlokes between Rav Sheshes and Rav Ashi. Rav holds Yedias Machalkas, so I could explain the brisa that the brisa is relevant in a case where he did two bebasachas. Whether it's two gzeis chaylev or it's two acts of itzah at the helam echad, and then he became aware of one, it's chayav a korban for that one, and now he can't add the other one in afterwards when he comes aware of it. Whereas if Sheshes holds, you could. So Sheshes says that can't be the point of the brisa because you could add it in afterwards anyway. So what's the difference? If legal number of Sheshes are Ravashi, hacha, Sheshes deloy muki lahachi ksaver denya dis mechalkas. So Yedias Mechalkas is irrelevant. It's not true. And Rashi is Yedias Mechalkas. So Rashi holds that it is Mechalik. Okay. Now, Tosis points out that even according to Rish Lakish, where you don't have Yedias Mechalkas, but Kaporis is Mechalkas. So a person became aware of that he ate. He forgot it. He didn't realize this was chaylev. He sat down for breakfast and he ate. Then he sat down for lunch and he ate. Today he says, you know, I ate chaylev for breakfast. He wasn't aware of what he did. He forgot about it. Didn't dawn on him yet the lunch time. So according to Birchon, that's it. He's now mechuyav achatas for what he ate for breakfast. And later on, when he realizes that he did it by lunch, he can't add that in that chatas. He has to bring a separate chatas for that. Rish Lakish says, no, so it goes together. But even according to Rish Lakish, if he actually brought the korban for the breakfast, And he says, walking out of the basement, he says, you know what? I did it for lunch also. And so he has to bring a separate korban. You don't say, well, since it was all one helam and he brought a korban for the whatever he did in that helam, it works for everything. We don't say that. So if he says it would be relevant over here, the same issue. According to the Shulchan Aruch, also, you have a case of a shogeg where it's relevant, are you chayv one or are you chayv two? So if the kli is a tafel, then we're chayv one. So being aware that you took out the kli afterwards is not going to add a second korban. Whereas if the kli is not a tafel, because you want to use it for something else also, see, wakes up on this Tuesday, says, you know what? I carried out some apples on Shabbos. So he brings a korban for that. Then he realizes, you know what? It was in a kli, and that was the kli that I used afterwards to bring. So he says, chayv a separate korban. So it isn't a gaven according to Rish Lakish. So the Tosha says, like Rashi seems to be mazed. So the reason why Rav Sheshes said a case of mazed is because he doesn't have. He can't say this pshat. Even according to Rav Sheshes, you can say this pshat. Just say it in case of not of yediyas, but in case of kaparas. So Tosha says that the more says that points out to put the Riach Rish Lakish, the more is not saying that that's the explanation of the Chosin of Sheshes and Rashi. But the more is pointing out that Rav Ashi's example of Yediyah, it depends on the Riach Rish Lakish. That's all the more it wants to do. The more is not getting more. Rashi is saying that it mentions it because it wants to be honest with you why Rav Sheshes didn't learn like Rav Ashi. No. I don't know why Rav Sheshes didn't learn like Rav Ashi. That wasn't the point of the Gemara. The point of the Gemara was to point out that Rav Ashi's pshat really will depend on the Riach Rish Lakish. That's all the more I wanted to say. Not so. Nothing, not as deep as Rashi is trying to say. It's a chai b'mita, potter avol l'mita. So Benishtin said that when a person does it so on the chai, so there's a concept called chai nos azatzma. Where it says leiv masnisin from nasin hebel a rebbe. The chara this mishnah should be taller machlokes tanoim of rebbe nasin the chachamim. And the Mishnah goes like the Rim Nosson. Why? The Tanya. I might say, Behema Chai Ba'oif L'Shutz Rabin. Bein Chai and Bein Shutin is Chayiv. So the person takes out not a human being, but an animal. So there's a Chiva Tzor, whether the animal is alive or dead. Rim Nosson Amr, Ala Shutin Chayiv. If they're dead, is Chayiv. Ala Chayin is Potter. Shachai no says Atzma. So Rav Nosson is the one who says this concept. We look at the chai is also involved in his hoitzah. He's helping lightening himself. So that's our Mishnah. So our Mishnah really seems to go like Rav Nosson and not like the Chachamim. Amar Rav, I feel a tame Rabbanon. I can't believe Rabbanon laid Rav Nosson ela bebehema chai v'oif the Misharviti and Avshayu. Adam chai nos the Adam Chai, the noise is Atzma, I feel a Rabbanon Moidu. So we're differentiating between the chiyus of an Adam and an animal, which animal, when it's being carried, like sort of like drops its weight onto the person. It doesn't help in the act. Don't ask me the physical, exactly how it works. I don't know. Whereas by a person, that's not so. So a person, they would agree Chai noise is Atzma. By Hema, it's... they weight themselves down towards Mata, towards the ground, and therefore the person is doing a whole act of carrying them out. Sleeping also is potter. So it's not that he has a conscious. It's not a conscious. I don't understand exactly how it works. It's not exactly. It's not a conscious action. What? If a person cannot walk, then when he says the little kind of says that's fine.
But sleeping is considered.
He's not correct. Amalei Rav Ada Bar Rava the Rava. So Rava said that the Rabbanan would agree over here. So Rav Ada Bar Rava asked Rava, "Horet nan ben b'seir matir b'sus." The issue over here is. We had it actually in the South of the Buddha Zara, the issue of if you're allowed to sell a animal to the goy, where is in the case where it might look like is a derech, is a duskiris, and people will think that you're being serchet to him, and the goy is going to use it on Shabbos, And when he uses it on Shabbos, it'll look, he's used in a way which is usher for the Yisrael's behemoth to be used if it still belongs to your Jew. Therefore, you can't sell it because you're going to come, people are going to perceive that he's lending it or renting it, and the Jew's behemoth is, in their mind, is doing malacha on Shabbos. So Ben Maseira said it's not a problem by Sus. But Tanya Ben Maseira is Mata Besus Ben Nesha, who because the Iker work that the Sus does is carries the riders, and by riders you say Chayna says Atzma. Okay, so the animal's not doing Malacha Deraisa, he's carrying the human being, which a human being you say Chayna says Atzma. What?
If the horse is carrying people and your belongings.
No, so that wouldn't part. But the main function was to carry the person. So since that's the main function, he didn't ask for selling it to the goy. Xeri, people might come to think that he's just renting it, and seeing the person, then seeing the animal do the malach of carrying a person. Since in most cases that's what it's going to be, so it's not a problem. The saddle would be tuffle to the person because they're to function to help the person sit ride. The saddle, the bags, I don't know. Would not be called tawful. But so what's the problem? Good, so we see Kainos as Atzma. But Vom Rabbi Yochanan Ben Beseirah Rabbi Nosson Amr Dabar Echad. Rabbi Yochanan says that Ben Beseirah is din by a person, and Rabbi Nosson is din by a behema are the same thing. But according to you, even the Chacham agree to a case of a human being, this Nosson as Atzma. So Ben Beseirah's din is not the same as Reb Nosson. Reb Nosson saying even by a behemoth, Ben Beseirah is saying only by a person, which even the Chama agreed to. V'yarmet lo pligi rabbanon alei Reb Nosson ela bebehemoth chayav ha'oif shum nashar b'ti nafshayu ma'ir Ben Beseirah Reb Nosson b'marta fil rabbanon modu. What are you saying Ben Beseirah and Reb Nosson are the same? Ben Beseirah and the Chama are the same. What are you saying it's like Reb Nosson? The Mor says, "Kiyomer Biyachin besus hamiyuchad le'ofis." So Biyachin is discussing the following parallel. It says the same way Ben Beseirah says isus, which is made to carry a person, is not doing a malacha deraisa. According to Reb Nosson, isus, which is made to carry birds, is not going to be chayiv mineraisa. So in that way, Reb Nosson and Ben Beseirah are saying the same thing. The Mor says, "Umiika sus to miyuchad loifus." Where do you have a case of a sus that its job is to carry birds on its back? The Mor says, "In ika debay viaidin viaidin viadin." I'm not sure how you pronounce it. By Yoidan, okay. So Rashi says that these were the people who used to, they were trappers who caught birds, and they would, when they catch the birds, they would like to attach them on the back of the sus. That's how they would transport them back. I guess they would tie them on in some way, and that was the sus's job. Rabbi Yochanan, whether Reb Nosson Bekofus, Reb Nosson agrees that if the item is tied up and it cannot carry itself because it's tied up, so then you don't say Chayna says Hatzim. From the Markasha, Amalei Rav Adar Ramasav Rabayim. Honey Parsoi. The command of Kfisi Dhamma. These Persians, they're A, very heavy, and B, they when they ride on the animal, they ride, their riding gear wraps them up so much that they can't walk if they wanted to. They like to tied up. And Rabbi Yochanan says that, then we're assuming that Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, that the Echad, that both cases are going to be, both cases say that the potter means even potter, even didn't differentiate to the person, like the case of a person. So we tell Rabbi Nosson holds kafis is going to be, Rabbi Nosson holds kafis is going to be, chayiv. So ben Beseris halacha, you're allowed to sell a sus, should be limited that you're not allowed to sell the sus to Parsiim, because he would also damarabrechan. Ben Beseris did not differentiate in the case of ben Beseris, hold even the case of Parsiim, your potter. So you told me that the two of them are the same, and but Rav Nosson holds kafis is chayiv. So how can ben Beseris allow you to sell a sus in that situation to such people? Why aren't you mechuyav to chayshish for that possibility?
Why is the weight of the Persians a factor?
So that itself makes them less capable of walking. So tying this tight begotten that they wear will limit their ability to walk more than a person who's more agile. Some more answers. Hasam Ramas Ruchu Hu De Naka Dehu. That, it's not that they can't walk. It's like tzepasei nisht. The tilts beneath that they've their high attitude towards themselves doesn't allow them to run. How do I know? So hahu par d'shecha, which means some officer in the army, the rasach malka iluye, that the king was upset at him. Beroyed plus a parsi bekare, and he all of a sudden he was able to run three parsos by foot to get away from the king. So you see, he's able to do it. It's just, you know, yes, 3 minutes ago he couldn't. He said, "Kanisht, I can't do it." But when you need to, you could. So that's not a lack of ability. Okay, so Grashi, Mesharbati Namshayo, the second narrow line. Mashamtim klape mata, they weight themselves down. Machbinim atzim on the hashvit miyadanoisin. So they want to get away, and they try and get away by pushing down, like weighting themselves to the point that they're going to fall through to the ground to get away from the one who's carrying them. Mata besus the merchel nochri. You're allowed to sell it. In neishem alechas hasus im hoya adam oisa. That's what the sus does. If a person would do the parallel type of thing, there's no chiyuv chatas. There's never chiyuv chatas by sus. It means the type of malacha sus does, there's not a chiyuv chatas type of malacha had a person been doing it. What does the sus do? The rechiva oimed, the sus is made for riding. And rechayna says atzma. We say chayna says atzma. So if a person would be doing such a malacha of carrying somebody, we say chayna says atzma. So the malacha tzumin is only an isid durabonon. And they didn't answer that you can't sell it because they're for such a thing. Shem she'ela, shem schiris, usher, the whole problem, reason why you can't sell is because if we allow you to sell, people will assume you're allowed to borrow and rent also, and now it's the guy doing work with the Yisrael's behemoth, which is an Yisrael's derisa. But by sus, inami the marshal market, even if you would lend it or rent it out to the goy, lav iser the rice, it won't be doing a malach, and the goy will use it normally to ride on or have another person ride on it. So, oh, you have the Jews, behemoth doing a malacha on Shabbos. No, it's not. It's not iser the rice. Shein zum malacha, etzalasus. We have bizarre sheets of behemoth, malacha ksiv. It has to be malacha. And they'll conclude that you're allowed to rent or you're allowed to borrow. So, and if we do, now you have a situation where you have the Jews Mullah Behema is doing Malacha on Shabbos. So Ben Becerra says, but by when it comes to a sus, present to hate, because worse comes to worse, that would happen, it wouldn't be an issue rice anyway. No, you can't sell. Right. Yeah. I remember the old details of the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about you can't sell something which is used for Muhammad to the Goy. And then you can't sell these the behemoths to the Goy. And then the more the Mishnah says, Susa's mod, or it's a behemoth which is not made to do malacha, like a sheep. You don't have a problem. A behemoth made to do malacha is a problem. But Mishnah was a behemoth, there was a difference between Daka and Gasa, the Mishnah says. And then it says, but Mishnah says, my behemoth Gasa, like Susa's mod. Vamar Rabbi Yechon Gersin. Debei V'yadin. Shall Tzadi Yofis. These people were Tzadi Yofis. They were trappers of birds. Shanas and all Sus. Yofis Kshayin Chayin. So they would take their... and so Rashi says that they would use the behemoths to take their birds of prey that they use, the hawks that they use to capture the birds, they would take them out on the sus. They would take the nates, what's it, that type of a bird of prey, and such a type of thing, to, out to where they're going to capture birds, so they would carry them out on the sus. So one is a mashari dam shayu, that they're putting the weight downwards in the first, because they're trained to stay, like the same way the falcon is trained to stay on the person's shoulder, so it's trained to stay on that back of the animal, and it's not tied. Therefore, so that's considered kind of says atzmo, because it's not trying to escape by waiting down. So that's a case where both no says atzmo, they're both going to be potter. So he says the case of the Perseum, the command Kvisi Damu. Shereichim mutafim bevigadim rechavim. They ride wrapped around with these wide begadim. Megam heim atzma muunogim mihatzegal oritz, and they're muunog. They're like delicate and sensitive of walking themselves. So kafas is us or according to us it's chayiv. So how could you sell a sus when you're dealing with persiyim? The Mishnah did not differentiate according to Ben Beseiru. In other words, Ben Sarah didn't say, well, you're allowed to sell behemoth to Kananim and not to Persim. He didn't say that. He says, you're allowed to sell a behemoth to a goy. And it means any goy. So, Grashi, maybe you'll answer. So, the piece before we said it's about Sus Mikhalayf is good. So, Mikhalayf is not a problem to sell to the Persim because he's not using it for themselves, he's using it for the birds. So, that's the pshat. No, so Rashi, sure, a banner of Kaminan, the Pligele, remember the Ilub Adam, Shneim Shabim Liptur. The flow of the Gemara before was, if it's dealing with Adam, everybody holds your pot. Problem was, the case of Behemo, the answer is, it's from Yuchalaifis. But we're not for that. By Adam, you always pot. But even Kalfas, murder of Nassan, Rav Nassan holds by Kalfas, that he's Chayiv. Hechi misukma the ben b'seira krim nosen shem lechayno says atzma ha ben b'seira mata filo limkar le parsiyim the command of fisu damu even in the case where they're kafas still ben b'seira says it's mutter because parsiyim are like kafas and still he said it's mutter v'aisuch is v'chol umas karo lehu nachim nachim is any nation the sarak the kafas no says atzma so he must argue and say even in the case of kafas no says atzma so and you're telling me that according to Menos and Kofas is not Oseh Zatzma. So Ben Beseir and Menos are not the same. So Moran says, Ramas Rucha Gassus, it's a Gaiva, the Hodol and Maski, Bekarayu, that was they don't walk on their own, is Gassusu. It's their arrogance. Pardishcha is a Sardiyat, is a type of an officer, who ran quite quickly, for quite a long time, to see that they are able to do it. Okay. as a mace with mitzvah chayv chenkazayis ben a mace. So the Mishnah says that it's chayv. And Rishima says you're potter because it's melachah genetzich lugufa. Amar Rabbah Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Shimon Ben Lakish. So both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are quoted to say, "Hotah Yerub Shimon, Vemotzi Esemes Lekhovra." Even if taking out Lekhovra, so in a case he takes it out just to get it out and he leaves it there in the middle and he doesn't really care where it ended up. So I understand that's called melachah genetzich lagufa. But I could argue in the case where he's taking it out to bury it, so even though it's responsive, before that shouldn't have happened, but now that's the situation, he wants to do the act of kavura because he's chayv in kavura. So he's taking it out to get it to point X into kavura. So he should, that's what we call melachah genetzich lagufa. So they say no, that Moitzi is a mace, the kavroi is potter. Amar Rava. Rava says, a murder of Shimon b'mar lach b'rboi, if he takes out a shovel to dig with, so he wants a shovel there to dig. Say, retar li kris b'rboi, the chayiv. So he's chayiv. Mor says, pshita. Obviously, di ho nami b'locha shen sikha l'kufa hi, that's called melachah genetzich lagufa. So what is? Yeah, I take it there because I want to use it there. Oh, that's a chiddush. What's a chiddush? If it's not, so when's the case of your chayiv? You're never going to be chayiv. You're telling me. So more is the amount of time of the following. Adik lagufay ulagufa. That maybe the definition of melachah genetzich lagufa is that you want to do something for the item, not with the item. So I need the item. So that's I need the malacha. I need the avitzah to get the item there, and I need it. But I'm using the item for something else. It comes. The item really is not my main purpose. No, I want to do something to the item. So that's called the gufa or the gufa. For example, mar lasis loy tas. I want to fix the item and put a task, put like a plate on it, and velachbar, and then be able to dig with it. Sefer Torah lahagia velikrisba. So the Sefer Torah is going to be used to correct it, to fix it, and then be able to read in it. So that's a gufa la gufa. Kamash malo, and that is not required. Zakt Rashi. You could have thought, when's the case that Rav Shimon says you're potter? He takes it outside and he just puts it down. So I would have thought over here, I don't need to do anything with the item, and I don't need the act of itzah per se, because he really preferred it wouldn't be the whole situation. He preferred just to leave it where it is, but now it's there, he's got to get it out. So there's no need of the malacha, and there's no tachlis for the item itself. So then he tells me the chiddush is no, the filahu tzara chameis, over here, you are doing something for the mace, you're burying the mace, still he's potter. So he said, but Mar Lachabai shoot Sarah Maitzi, if he's taking out a shovel to dig with, is Chayv. See, what's the Chiddush? Because I would think maybe Mar Lachas Litas Velachber, Mar Shanitz of Piv, a shovel which the edge of it has become worn out. Flattened that nitzav is like bent out of shaped out. So Hashem will love kimintas dak shei roy lachber. So you need to put a layer, a plate on it to make it fit to use the dig on again. So there you're taking it out to do that. So you're taking it out for the tzarach of the item itself to repair the item. Hagia velikris and sefer Torah hagia velikris. I would think that that's only case you'd be chayiv because the tzarach of them is for the item, to mashmalon, that to use the item is also considered a melacha tzricha l'guf. Let's hold it here.